Meeting tonight for the November Design Review Board. And we appreciate you all participating in this process where we assist property owners in the downtown neighborhoods with improvements to their property. And we usually go through the minutes at the beginning, and we hopefully will have a motion shortly on the minutes for the October meeting, and then we can go forward with our agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve our meeting minutes from the work session and from the general meeting of October 7th, 2014.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion second. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, the minutes are approved. Okay, Madam Secretary, would you give us our first application for us?
We've got one application in the Old Aiken District and one in the Historic District. Our first one is application number 15-001010. And I said it's in the Historic Overlay. It's in the Old Aiken Overlay District. Our applicant is Jeffrey Allen Gary. The location is 242 Beaufort Street Southeast. The applicant is requesting approval for the demolition of a small, dilapidated house at 242 Beaufort Street. This was his words, not mine, but it sort of is. The house is located beside his mother's house, but is in extremely poor condition. He would like to build a new cottage that will meet the setbacks for the lot and will have vinyl siding, a shingle roof, and vinyl windows. He had given me a couple of plans, and I made a copy of a two-bedroom plan, and he also has a three-bedroom plan, which I couldn't find, but it doesn't matter. All we're really looking at is the facade to try to determine if that kind of house would look appropriate, and then he would need to come back to the board with his new plan for approval of that in the future. Mm-hmm. So, and I think we've got Mr. Gary here and a couple of other people with him.
Okay, would the applicant, whoever wants to speak, if you would come to this lectern here, and all you have to do is just officially give us your name, which goes on our recording system. And then if anyone has questions, you could give us your name. That's right. Right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My name is Jeffrey Allen Gary.
Okay. And you live at this
36 Beaufort Street. That's
okay.
My mother's house.
All right. Okay. And I'll see if anyone here has questions. The reason we wanted to see a possible replacement structure, you know, is just for, if you know, there's no other reason, just to make sure something will fit back there. And if not, you end up with a vacant lot. So we can't make you build that new house, but we just needed some idea of the exterior and that it would fit. So you still have some latitude as far as the interior layout there. You still have some flexibility in terms of the interior layout.
I don't think so.
Yeah, with the new house. And while they're looking, the new house is on a slab, probably. Is that right?
It's on a slab, I believe, but
your new one?
We're going to. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Dane can come up with you if you'd like him to. He doesn't have to, but that's up to you.
And the old one, is it on a slab or is it on a crawl space? Do we know? The old one.
The demolition.
Yeah, the old house is actually, it's on a slab.
It's on a slab too?
Yeah, so it's in bad condition also.
Okay.
And would you mind telling us?
Well, what we were looking at.
What your name is.
I'm sorry. Dane Thomas with River Chase Construction.
Okay.
But, and the main thing when I went first over there, because he was talking about actually trying to see if we could remodel it, but the thing has so much, I mean, there's so much termite damage, the foundation is, you know, completely, it's so great that you can't do anything with
and
it.
And that's asbestos siding on it, too.
Asbestos siding, too.
Okay. Are there any questions you guys have?
No.
No, I think the pictures are pretty self-explanatory.
They are. Yeah. I think the fact that the house is in such deteriorated condition with, it looks like, even some structural damage that I feel like it's eligible for demolition personally. Yeah. So we'll go ahead and thank you. I'll ask if anyone else would like to speak regarding this, and you all are welcome to sit back down unless some other people have questions. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
It doesn't look like we have anyone else, so we'll entertain a motion, and then we can even discuss some more if you all would like.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve application 15-001010.
Second.
All right. Motion and a second for the approving the demolition of this existing house. Any further discussion?
You know, to me, the house doesn't have any redeeming features. It's not in the historic district, and it's clearly past its useful life. And so I can't, for the life of me, see any reason we would not grant the demolition.
Good. I think that's a good statement that we can almost add into the motion.
Yeah. I concur with that assessment.
Yeah. Okay.
Looks to me like there's plans of putting in a new house that would fit the character of the area is going to be a big benefit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We had a motion second, some discussion. All in favor of the application, raise your right hand. Okay. It's approved. Unanimous. Mm-hmm. Okay. All you got to do is get a permit now, though.
Yeah, now you got to come back and get your new house plan approved when you finally decide.
Does he get a separate demolition permit from the building official?
You have to get a demolition permit.
It's already in.
Yeah, you got it in there. You're waiting for us. That's right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. All righty. Bye-bye.
Now, let's see if we can drag this one out as long as we can.
Okay, this application is number 15-020. The applicant is Grant Lawley. The owners are Mr. and Mrs. Robert G. Hutchinson. The location is 332 Berry Road. The applicant is requesting changes to an existing kitchen porch entrance, which is located to the left of the main entrance to the house. The new design will mirror the sunroom porch on the east side of the house, minus the enclosed brick walls. There are now two doors at the entrance, and Grant will tell us more about that. I believe there are actually three. And the door on the west side of the two will be changed to a window to match the others on the kitchen wing. The existing porch shed roof is not original to the house, and we have an elevation and a floor plan attached for your perusal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Lawley, if you would please give us your name officially for the record and your address.
My name is Grant Lawley, and my address is 1096 Toolbeck Road. Mm-hmm. As I was looking at the plan, and it does have on there, it's not in the description of what we turned in, but it says door changed to window, and then over there on the right door at the dining room, it says brick up door.
You're just bricking it up, right?
Yeah.
There's no window there that you're going to put in. Okay.
No. Yeah.
And that's the one that, to me, there's evidence that it was not there, and it was the brick was chipped out to put a door in.
Yeah, somebody cut that in. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was when the church, maybe when the nuns mm-hmm. had it as a convent. I'm not sure.
Yeah. But then you are changing the other door to a window.
Correct.
Yeah, like on the plan. Okay.
And then as a follow up for everything that's going on, all the columns are being replaced on the house, mm-hmm. and then I guess that detail up above, is that that's a cornice, I guess? I don't know if y'all saw the guys replacing all of it all around the house.
Mm-hmm.
All that we found out was rotten, so they're going to replace all that.
Yeah. Yeah, so that.
Grant, is the roof pitch or anything like that changing, or just...
Well, currently there's a shed roof there, and it's right. going to be more of a flat roof with the same detail that you see. It'll have just a minimal pitch on it that you won't probably won't even be able to see. The only difference in the one on the other side, on the sunroom side, is we're going to copy that whole deep woodwork detail, except for that one has a brick parapet above it, and this one will not.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to keep that below. There's like a soldier course up there. We're going to keep that below that. If you look at the elevation detail, it shows that.
Mm-hmm. How will you get water off of that little flat?
Off of that roof,
yeah,
we're going to have to have a gutter come down.
On the side.
Probably on, over there on that side, and then maybe over on the back. If you're facing the left corner and then the front corner,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have to get the water off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what it is on the other, if you look at the sunroom, that's actually an internal gutter that's built into that woodwork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, it'll probably have, the columns will probably have bases, or will they be... Do the other ones not have
them? The other ones don't have them.
So, okay, so
no, they do have them. They do have them. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on the sunroom right now. Those columns are so deteriorated, we had to pull those off.
Yeah. So it will actually be a column with a base. Okay.
Now, one other thing that while I was sitting here that I was thinking about, and I don't think, but you can see it. You can see it on this picture here that shows the front of the house.
Yeah.
Well, when we started looking at the front facade, A, for looks, and B, to get more water off the roof. Currently, I only have this and this to get water off two downspouts. And so what we were proposing to do is put one on each corner with a collection box to match those. So there would be... There would be four on the front and four on the back.
Yeah, they always had these interior ones. Then they were always there, but none, no others.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been part of the problem.
Yeah, that's why we have so much rot and
yeah.
damage up there, and so we want to get that
mm-hmm.
whole behind that parapet is an internal like a big copper pan that goes up into those third story windows, and so anything to get more water off of that would be good. Now the upper roof, the flat part of the upper roof has an internal
yeah.
drain.
Are you making an amendment to your?
I'd like to include those adding those gutters and those collection boxes on there.
Yeah.
Matt, it's more of an aesthetic thing, I guess, but I guess that's still something that should be approved. Might as well include it on here.
And then the bases for the columns? You want?
Now back to that. I think we'll whoever makes the motion, we'll add in something about additional gutters in the just the front, or is it the back too?
We're going to do the back as well.
So it's actually two in the front, two in the back. Okay,
a total of four, just to help
yeah.
get water
yeah.
and yeah. those may not have noticed, but those pipes now I think are 3 inches. We're going to go to
yeah.
4 inches, and we're going to make the collection boxes a little bigger than what's there.
Yeah. Now, if I can add back to the gutters, columns, that very last photo that shows the east end. That is the east end. Those are fluted columns, but don't have a base, right?
The back rear columns are that way too.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Did I understand from hearing somebody on the job? You got to be careful about listening to what people say on the job. Did these would be fluted? These for the two?
They're Greek Doric.
Mm-hmm.
Different than a flute.
They're not going to be fluted.
No.
Okay.
They're
not shown as fluted.
A Greek Doric has a flute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a flute, but it's
can have a flute or cannot have a flute.
They're not round. But they're not a flute.
Well, now, fluted to me are the grooves that go.
They do have the groove, but these are that wide. They're not the little narrow ones, and they don't stop. They go all the way up top and bottom.
Right, so it will have those.
Yeah.
No, that's not clear on the sort of elevation.
You can't. Yeah, I mean,
the ones that are existing obviously are fluted to me.
We are matching all the columns going back.
Like these here on the end, it's going to match that. It'll be a smaller version.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Correct. All right. But just to, I mean, the only thing, you know, I call them the columns. I mean, we finally found a company out of Atlanta that's going to make these columns for us. And because one company couldn't make, HB&G couldn't make them, they could only make us a fluted column. And that wouldn't work. We had to have.
What do you mean by making a fluted column?
Well, evidently the permacast columns, they can't cut that. They can only cut the flute in. A Greek door comes to a sharp point, and it goes all the way up. And so it's like a...
Well, that's the picture on the original house, is a Greek door, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a... can I come over there for a minute?
Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
A flute, to me, is one that, has a column... like that, and then the flute doesn't go all the way to the top. It's kind of just has grooves cut in, like you took a router.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
The Greek Doric is...
Mm-hmm. So the base of it, you can see it.
Yeah, it's jagged. You know, it goes like
at the
this.
Bottom. Yeah.
I can't draw it very well, but...
Yeah, that's the only kind I know of. It's like that, and it's narrow as it gets to the top.
Right.
And your people can do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to make these columns. They're going to be.
It'll be wood.
No, fiberglass.
Fiberglass. Fiberglass.
People that can make the Greek door. The HB&G.
Yeah.
Permacast can't make that.
Yeah.
So Grant, don't go away. So the column is going to look like that column there on the back.
Correct.
Okay. Good. Which has no base, it's fluted and it has no base.
Right. They'll all match, but they'll be at varying size.
And you're making a distinction between fiber cement and, I mean, it'll be...
They're gonna be fiberglass, except for the two on the very front of the house, at the front door.
Yeah.
She wants those for wood. I mean, she wants those to be wood.
We haven't even talked about those.
But we're replacing them light kind, same exact thing.
Yeah, okay.
And the same thing on all the other columns are going to be the exact same.
And they will be wood. Yeah.
No, they'll be fiberglass.
Are the fiberglass ones a wood core?
Okay.
No.
No, just solid.
But they don't need to be structural. Evidently, there is a fiberglass that is structural, but these do not need to be structural because inside of the two outside and then the inside, they are they're steel beams that hold that porch up.
But these are, again, we're getting confused. I'm getting myself confused. The ones that you're putting on the porch, the material is not wood.
Fiberglass.
It's fiberglass and not fiber cement. It's not a cast-type material.
Mm-hmm.
It's fiberglass.
It's like fiberglass.
Okay.
It's fiberglass. It's not like a HB&G permacast column.
Yeah. Okay.
Paint.
So back on the porch. Mm-hmm. Can I go back to the porch?
Yeah. Okay.
So it looks like you're going to raise the ceiling on the porch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was another issue. If you look at it, it's just that shed comes down and the windows look squatty and it just doesn't look right.
And so you left off the brick soldering above the window, but I'm assuming it's probably there because the porch wasn't original, so they probably did that on all the windows, right?
I'm not sure there's a soldier over those things. There's a lintel.
He doesn't show it on that drawing, and I saw that, and I wasn't sure why. Unless for some reason they didn't include that over the door.
Oh, maybe not.
That's a good point he's making, but I don't believe it's there. And I think it goes back to the fact there was some kind of little eyebrow cornice originally.
Correct.
Brick detail.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's probably not worth trying to chop out it's up to the owner, I think, on that.
We're going to see, I mean, we've had some brick, and we're going to see when we brick up that door how close we can we come back. Because we have some other areas. There's a window on the back of the house that was somewhere along the way somebody put in. It may even be vinyl, and we're going to brick that up, and we've got a new wood window coming for that one. Mm-hmm. And then previously, in one of the meetings, we approved to take out a door and put a window on the master bedroom. Yeah. We'll have to brick that up.
Are you going to put screen doors back on it?
Screen doors on the house?
The kitchen. That.
Probably not. That door, what we are proposing for that door is a Dutch door.
And now the window will be what?
It'll look just like what's there. We're just going to cut the door in half.
But I mean, the new window is going to be wood.
The new window.
What's going in this hole right here?
Going to be vinyl. No, I'm kidding. The new window is we had a company, a mill shop from Augusta, come over, and they are making the new window to match exactly with old restoration glass.
Oh, okay.
Any of the windows that we're putting back in the house are to match exactly, except for the third floor. Of course, those are in.
Those are going to be Anderson?
Those are Colby.
Colby, okay.
Colby, and they're installed, and if you look up, I think they look really good.
And they're actually clad.
They're clad.
Clad. This will be wood.
This will be wood.
This will be clad. It's up on the roof. It's exposed.
Yeah.
We approved it already. Yeah.
Yeah. But the other ones, when we started looking at them, the only way to do, because they're in the same rooms, was to have a mill shop make them exactly like what's there.
Right. Okay. Good. I think we've asked about every question you could ask about that porch.
You almost have to get a certain amount of time in.
We don't get paid if we don't work a full hour out of that.
We get paid by the minute.
Are these fiberglass ones structural?
No. No, there's steel beams inside it.
Inside these?
Porch? In a few areas.
Sorry, in the porch that you're putting back?
Now, these probably will be structural here, unless I put a steel beam in there. And they make them both ways.
They make them half. You have. Do you paint the fiberglass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Once it's painted, you won't be able to tell. It's just like a permacast. You won't be able to tell it's not wood.
Yeah.
They sent me a sample of it, and it's hard. And,
yeah.
So.
Okay, any other questions?
May I ask a question? Do we need to...
We already used up your question.
I know I'm not a person, but...
Go ahead.
Yeah. The Dutch door. It's not going to be one of the big four, but... French Dutch doors. It's going to fit into the.
It's going to the mudroom that door right there that you see.
Yeah.
The mudroom door, that'll be a Dutch door.
That's okay. That's same regular size, not super wide.
No. It will match exactly what's there. We just basically cut the door. Either cut that door in half, or we'll make one fit there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Nobody else is going to comment, I don't think. So we can have a motion now. And then I think we need to modify the description slightly where we acknowledge that he's going to brick in the door opening that's on the west corner there, as opposed to putting a window.
Yeah, that's shown on his plan.
It is on the plan.
But I didn't write about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's taken there.
And can we, if we're going to do that, can we just add a little blurb about the
gutters?
Downspouts.
Downspouts.
Downspouts and then the Dutch door.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, with respect to application number 15-020, I move that we approve the application with the addition of four downspouts to match the existing two downspouts, and that the replacement door for the porch will be a Dutch door. So does that cover everything?
I guess it does, because his application, he doesn't refer to the window going in there. Is that right, Susan?
It says the window will... match the other windows.
That's what I said. It'll match the others on the kitchen wing.
Yeah. Okay. That's good enough.
Second.
All right. Got a motion. Second.
You did say we were going to brick up that.
Yeah, that, well, that's what I was suggesting she say.
Because in the description, it's not.
Be charged. Okay, let's see, it's on the.
It's on the plan, right. The Exhibit C. Exhibit C, it's done as Exhibit C, we could say that.
Okay, and to clarify, an existing door will be bricked up as shown on Exhibit C.
Yep. And we and you had a
second. Oh, second that. Second.
Okay. Okay, any other discussion? Okay. All righty. All in favor, raise your right hand. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that means we are...
Make a motion, we adjourn.
All in favor? All right. I don't think we can discuss that.
Hey.
Yes.
And we decided...